We're in daf mem beis on beis on top.
Doesn't change the understanding of Yehusha that you, because there's no kinya or anything that passes to you as the Yehusha. It says that you're stepping into your father's shoes.
Yeah, but you're still a separate person. Your father has no kinya in him. It's over. There's no kinya on him. Oh, so we see from here, since I put the Iser on this object while I was alive, the Iser doesn't disappear. Even though the object is no longer with me, I'm gone, the Iser remains here for this person. That's the point. So how can Rabbi Yechidesh Lakish say that if I asked year number two, come the year Shemitah, the fruits are Hefke, this guy can come and take it? No, he can't. The Iser remains. Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha. That's where you're the lawyer. Here's different. He actually spelled it out. Because he spelled it out, even though minastam, the Issa does not remain after the Issa is gone, but when you spell it out, you have that koyach. In our mission over here, he didn't spell out in year number one, I want the Issa, you should have no honor for me, even come Shemitah year. He didn't say that. So therefore, come Shemitah year, you're allowed to have honor. Okay, that answers the question of this Mishnah. Mekomak and Kashi, but still the question is still a question. Why do they talk about Nechasai to tell you that once it's no longer your Nechasim? The other guy can enjoy a Shemitah, say a bigger Chiddush, Nechasim Elu. Come Nechasim Elu, come the Shemitah, even though he didn't talk about me, he talked about the state, come Shemitah when it's Hefker, the guys can use it. Elo, the Gemara says, you're right. Benachasim elu. If the person said these nechasim are forbidden to you, not calls man their mind. The nechasim themselves, and kuli alma, even Rabbi Yechish Lakish on Moide, like Pligi, they all agree that even come here Shemitah, you cannot eat from it because I have the right to ask for something while it's mine, and the Issa remains afterwards. And because I didn't relate it to the fact that it's mine, I just said this house is usa, or this whatever. All my assets or my possessions are usa to you. I have the right to say that because they're mine. So even when they're not mine anymore, they're also to you. Ki pligi, when is the machlekes bin the chosai? The machlekes is, and he said in the chosai, does the Issa linger on or not? Why? Rabu Shmuel Sav, Rabu Shmuel, loish non nechosim elu, makes no difference if you use the word nechosim elu. Loish non nechosai, even I said my nechosim. Since now, right now, the my nechosim, the Issa Adam, Issa, the Issa remains forever. Why? Because either nechasai means, just to explain that these are my nechasim, or nechasai take means only while they're mine. But once the Easter is on it, it doesn't disappear. It stays on forever. But that's what Muslim says about online. But Rabbi Yechon and Shlaki disagree. They hold that no. They say that nechasim elu adam oiser. Nechasai ain't adam. They say, no, there's a difference. Nechasim elu, I agree with you that they remain also forever. But Nechosai, if you clearly said Nechosai, it sounds like, says Rabbi Yechidesh Lakish, only Kozman, they are my Nechosim. The moment they're no longer my Nechosim, you can enjoy it. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yechidesh Lakish and Rabbi Shmuel. They're arguing in the case of Nechosai. Freddy Gemara, I don't know what you're talking about. In Halacha, Miika, Leman, is there an authority that says, Loishna Nechosim Elu? The loishna nechasai is there. Man Damer said there's no difference. He said nechasim elu nechasai, but no, you're making a distinction. Nechasim elu, the Issa remains, but nechasai, that's the machlekes that the Issa remains once it's no longer my. I give it away to somebody else, or it's hefker. But now we learned in the Mefesh Mishnah, Hoi melech aveda. Guy says his friend, koinim leteir beis chashai nichnes. I ask it that your house to us to me. Your house is us to me. I'll never walk into the house. Your field is also mace, the guy died. Sold somebody else. Mutter. I can walk into the house. Or but if I say your house, if it's not your house, then I never ask it. Right? So you sold the house, you died, I can walk into the guy's house. Or but if I say this house is also Shani Nichnes, Sodzu Shani Ilakech, Mace, Oishimokhul Achas remains also. It remains also. So the Khair was even the word. That as long as I say this house, if I don't, I'm making conditional that it's your house, it is also. So over here, also should be also. Ella, we say. Key, see, the truth of the matter is what it says. So the Chayda, it sounds from here that Nechosai is no different than Bayishulcha. When I say Bayishulcha, when is the house also? Kozman is Bayishulcha. So when I say Nechosai, when should it be also? Kozman is mine. So what are you making machlekes there between Avashmo, Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish? So the Gemara's conclusion is actually no machlekes at all. They're talking about two cases. Elo, they're not arguing with Chalal. Ki Amre Rabbi Yechonah Vesh Lakish. Rav Shmuel, who said that come Shemitah year, the fruits are still asr. They say you said Nechasim Elu. You asked my, you didn't say what my. You said these possessions or these, this field is asr to you. So even come Shemitah and Hefke, so what? If the Easter remains. But Rabbi Yechonah Vesh Lakish talking about what he said Nechasai. My estate is asr to you. Come the year Shemitah, it's no longer mine. It's Hefke. You could eat from it. Ki Amre Rabbi Yechonah Vesh Lakish bin Nechasai. Rav Shmuel ben Chasim Eilu v'le pligi. They're arguing. Rav Shmuel explaining the Mishnah, and Rav Yechonah Lakish stop saying a case. Simple. In principle, they agree on everything. What did you say? Depends what you said. If you said Nechasai, then everyone agrees that you can eat, you can go into the you can walk, you can eat all the fruits that are sticking out. You cannot walk in the field because they're still my Nechasim. But if you said Nechasim Elu, then the fruits are also in Yer Shemitah as well. Because it's, even though it's no longer mine, so what? I asked the house, even it's no longer your house. The guy died, it's lost it.
Yeah, but the point is, you asked the house, which was the house here.
So what?
That fruit, when you asked it, and that was if you asked before Shemitah.
Yeah.
And these fruits weren't here when you asked them. Because
doesn't matter. Anything coming out, yeah, but I say, but it means anything coming out of these trees, this nothing to do with Kinyan Dov Shal Balon. I have the right to say that this field, anything coming out of it, produced from this field, is also to you. That's us. Even Shemitah was Hefkin, it's no longer mine. Yeah, but by the time when I asked it, I owned everything here. That's the, and everyone agrees, no machlekes it. Uvashvi, become Shemitah, don't walk in the field. Now, the Torah clearly says that every poor person is allowed to walk into every single field to collect the fruits. So it's like Hefke. So what are you telling me? Can I walk into the field? Why do you allow him to eat from the fruits that are extended outside the paid Hefke? Because they have Hefke. No, I don't know Hefke. The land is also Hefke. The Torah says you're allowed to walk in. Omar Ula, so Ula says, you're right. Ula says, Mefedish, you're allowed to walk into the field where you have no breda. But ba'oim di nilonis alagvulim. We're talking about the trees are on the border. Because they're on the granites over there, so you don't have to walk in the field to get the fruits. When did the Torah allow you to walk into the field to get to the fruits? But here you don't. You have a breda. You can stand outside and pick the fruits. Then why? Then you have no right to walk in the field. You made an edit. But the fruit, the trees that are inside the interior of the field somewhere, of course you're allowed to walk in. That's Ula.
So if a person doesn't want to have access to, doesn't want to access people during Shemitah, his fruit. So if he says, well, I'm asking this for 8 years, which means Shemitah comes to
so the whole world.
Yeah, the whole world is allowed to keep this fruit for himself.
No, then you're going to get a tailor. I can ask it to you, but not to the whole world.
Once I'm asking it to this community, anybody from outside this community can come and get it. And the likelihood of somebody else from the outside the community coming is remote.
But I ask it's an interesting question. I don't know. I don't know what happened then. I mean, definitely can all eat the fruits that are sticking outside, but I don't know. Rab Shimon ben Yochum, I'm a good question. Gzeida Shema Yisha Mida. You cannot even walk inside. According to Ula, you can walk inside the field. No breda. Shema Yochum, you're not allowed to walk anywhere in the field. You know why? Because we are goizid that you only the Torah only allowed you to walk into someone else's field is in order to pick the fruits and not to hang around. So stop it there. Another normal guy hangs around. I need to tell him Malach HaShadah is okay. But this guy here, you have no right to be in the field. He asked you. The only right you have is in order to pick the fruits. The moment you finish picking the fruits, you have no right to be there. And if the guy, you know, tarries a little bit, you're over. Mishnah. Somebody might know from his friend. Lo yashilenu. Let's say Shimon said to Reuven, I don't want you to have any hanor from me. Lo yashilenu. He shouldn't lend anything to Reuven. But lo yishal mi men, nor should he borrow from him. Why shouldn't he borrow from Reuven? We'll see in a minute. La yilvenu, don't lend him. The chilek between shaila and halvoya is shaila is I lend you something and they give me back the same item. I lend you a hammer, you give it back to me. Halvoya is something that I give you that you consume, like fruits, and then you give me something else. I give you flour and sugar, and then you give me something back and something else. So I'm not allowed to lend you, obviously not allowed to lend you because I said you shouldn't have any offer from me. But nor can I borrow from you. La yimkale, don't sell him. Because there's a benefit here, and we're talking about, let's say, an average mechira with both gain, but lo yikim, don't buy from him. Now, the Gemara. Now, the Ran's version of the Gemara is different than our Gemara, so we'll just do the Ran's version. So look in the big words of the Ran. Bishleime lo yilva mimenu v'lo yikach mimenu v'lo yishamenu. Where he's not allowed to borrow from him. I understand. You said I'm osa anot. You know, you're not having enough from me. So of course I can't let you borrow from me. Or the other way around. If let's say I said that you know that I'm not going to have any enough from you. I cannot borrow from you and all that kind of stuff. Claim the mudr is not allowed to have any enough of the madr. So he can't borrow and he can't buy and all that. The kam is hana mina mishum hachias. He'd have his us. The other part, lo yashi lenu. But why can't he lend me? I have never asked having enough from him. Why can't he lend me? Lo yivenu, lo yimklei. My kam is hana mina. That's how the rana. What's the hana here? Okay, back to Gemara. Amar Rav Yehi Chanina, three lines above the word Mishnah. So what's the answer? Kigoshin nodru ano zemizeh. Talking about the acid hanof from each other, so I can't have enough from you, and you can't have enough from me. Ran, Omer Rabbi Yisi, Bar Chanina, Kigoyim. Seven lines in the Ran here. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kigoyim. Nodru hanof zemizeh. You not have any benefit from each other. For chitaymi kemei kamashlam. What's the chiddush? If I made a ned, I don't have enough from you, and you made a ned, you won't have enough from me. What's it talk about? Needed the sustenance lung karabalezer. We had already before Rabbelezer hold even a modicum of hana is already asad. I'm a vitur asad. Even a little bit extra when you sell somebody a pound or something for a certain amount and I throw an extra apple, I can't have hana from that, but mudr hana. And that's a chiddush here, because l'cheda, borrowing and lending, these are small little things. You have to give it back anyway. And it's, how much hana do I have already? If you won't lend me, I'll get somebody else. Yet the hana that you're receiving is sufficient to make it asad. Even though we looked like him right before, teach us even these are called vitur. These small little anos are enough to say that it's aser. Back to the Gemara. Abayi says, you know why? Gzeida here. Abayi says, Gzeida lishel mishum lahashil. You know why I can't borrow from you? If I borrow from you, then I'll lend you next time. And people don't understand the distinction one than another. Can't borrow because you might lend. Same thing, all them is a gzeder. Okay, ran. So we're making a gzeder, ran. Abayom a gzeder, lishal mishum lahashir, the chain kulu gzeder. In other words, the mishum hachi asin and nami limkaloi, otu likhmeni. You're not allowed to sell because you might buy. Everything is forbidden. I'm not allowed, even though one of these things, activity I can do, the one I can't, we don't allow either one. Because we're going to, if I allow one, you do the other one. If a guy says, I don't want to have hano to this yid, if I say to you, I don't want to have any hano from you, lekech, I can buy from you when? Be yes, if I pay you double the price. So, am I having hano? I just got cheated. No hano. Or a meichet, if I sell you something, bepachas, I sell you at a loss. So I have no hana from you. She Yisrael nanningly, and if I say to him that you shouldn't have any hana from me, lekeach bepachas, I pay you less than the value, so you had no hana from me. You lost money. Umaychir, I sell you more than the value. Again, you had no hana from me because you overpaid. V'amrina lo besugin lel. We say the same thing. The chol heichad haviz vina charife, and if it's a very something big demand, shari mudr limker lemadir. Then the mudr can sell to the madir. Because the legazi, we're not worried about something that everybody wants, because he could have sold to anybody. So what do we see from all this? We don't make a gzeda. One way is permitted and one way is asa. We don't say the way permitted, let's not do it because maybe you'll do the asa thing away. We don't make gzedas. Somebody buy says, even though you're allowed to lend, but we don't want you because maybe you'll borrow. Why do you make the gzedas? Because of a Rambam. The Rambam already writes, I think supposed to be the Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam already writes, Ramban. The hosam is the difference. The difference is if you make an Isa on everybody or just on one individual. Well, you answer all the Yidden. You say, I don't have enough from anybody. Like Gazin, we're not making a Gzeder. What's Aser? What you answer is Aser. What's Mutter? Mutter. Why? Because if otherwise, so how are you going to make them buy and sell? You'll have to go to the Goyim. That's too big of a Tircha. The E Gazin, you're going to be Gazer that even that which you allowed yourself, we say, no, don't do it. Don't buy or sell. Because you might end up doing the other one. Other way, but not worried. The big Tircha. Avakan over here, but over here, it's not osir, only the hanoz chaveid itself. But since it's only one person, you are the only one that I'm answering to. In that case, if I'm only answering you, let's be geyser and no big deal. Deal with somebody else. Don't deal with this guy here. Borrow from somebody else. Sell somebody else. We find in other cases where I make a neder only to you. If I say that I everything that I have is also to you, like a chedim. You're not going to have any benefit from me, but a mashma, I will madly love, but mashma, I can have benefit from you. Why aren't we guys? Here's one individual. You cannot have any benefit from me, yet I am allowed to have benefit from you. What's why are we going to there? But my Habala Lemisne should have said, Shnei Masurin. They're both awesome. Shuk Zayda. Yeshleimer answers the Ran, the Lav Kushi, is not a Kasha. The Chi Gazin and Hocha, over here we are going to Hani Mili, Bahani Bukhud, only these three cases. Shaila, Halva, and Mechira. Only these three cases. And Masisin, the Lemasul, you know why? Because people make a mistake. People b'chalal don't even think it's wrong. What am I doing? I'm borrowing from you. I've got to give it back to you. That's called hana. People don't realize it's wrong. So if we're going to allow one side, people make a mistake and do the other side. But things that people understand it's wrong, let's say hana. I cannot eat your potatoes because I'm having hana from it. Then we're not worried that if you allow one side, the other side, people think it's mutter. So dafke these three, they don't think the litzre be meidel hana. V'yavilu meidel hamadil, osin al mishkulu hamadil, the people make a mistake all the way around. He said to him, "Hashileni paras charuvin." Shimon, Shimon, do me a favor. Let me your ox, your bull. Oh my Lord, ain't it penuy? I have a bull, but it's not free right now. It's busy. Reuven didn't believe him. Reuven got really angry. Oh my, you know what? Koinim sodai shani chodesh b'olaylam. I asked my field from ever using your cow in the future. I'm not sure exactly how he hurts the guy by that, but anyway, I'm so angry, I'll never want a favor from you again. I'll never use your cow to plow my field. So what's it in? If he himself, Reuven, used to plow his own field, then who else? He cannot use that person's cow, Shimon's cow, to plow his field. But anybody else can use Shimon's cow to plow the field because he only meant to ask it himself. I will not ever humiliate myself and ask you for a favor. True. When people are angry, they don't think straight. What happens? He doesn't personally plow his own field. He has all these other people plowing the field. So when he says, I don't want to use your cow, he didn't mean himself because he doesn't do it. He meant that on my field, I don't want to see your cow ever trespassing. It's a field that is awesome. Ran. The guy who borrowed it says he's a friend. But kas, of course, I was angry. Why didn't you want to lend to me? And who was the cholad mutarin shekima shehu chaydish? Since he generally plows, ain't b'mashmoyes l'shoyni elachari shasa bevad. What he meant to ask was only himself. The main darker lachris. Who the cholad masudin shaloi niskabin l'chari shasa? He didn't intend kima shein darker lachris elus lo yehenda b'achiri shasa chavin. He didn't mean that he himself shouldn't do it. He never does it. He meant that the field shouldn't be used by his cow. Shemachi who the cholad masudin lachris b'shuloi. Nobody can use a cow kila shlo yehenda b'achiri shasa. Next case in the Mishnah. What happened? Let's say Shimon said, I don't have enough for Reuven. Shimon has no food to eat. Reuven's a nice guy. And Reuven wants to help him out, but he can't because Shimon said, I don't have any hand off from Reuven. What does Reuven do? He goes to the local shopkeeper. He says, you know, Nebuch, ish plainly, no, this guy, Shimon said, doesn't have any benefit for me. And he has nothing to eat. He's destitute. Then he there, my ass, what should I do? That's all he says. Aremes. So the Chenveni understands the Remez. So the Chenveni goes to Shimon and provides him food. Then he goes to Reuven and collects. Now Reuven never gave him instructions because Reuven not allowed to benefit Shimon. But here the Chenveni in his own and Reuven just out of the goodness of his heart is paying back the Chenveni. Ran. Second wide line. The shopkeeper knows you well. We don't say that the innkeeper or the shopkeeper is doing it on your behalf. Didn't tell anybody in particular. Whoever feeds him is not going to lose any money. Shoddy, because I didn't make any shliach. If he wants, the shopkeeper only cannot force Reuven to pay him, but he can ask. ask. The loymed av agad the b'soiv noitlum is that even though that the shopkeeper will eventually collect his money from Reuven, but that tayy b'hochi, and this is always a plan. Lav shlichu sayu kavid. The shopkeeper never acted on behalf of Reuven. Lav shlich ela ba'omi. No one's a shlich. If he says kol oisha mea koil yizru, whoever listens to me will feed him. So then he will be acting the shlich. Here he only hinted. You cannot say the chitoni of vav and noit, the shopkeeper then has a right to go to the guy and collect. Medina kamar the chimechayiv l'shlumi that he has to pay him back, because then if so almost the chuzik of it, then it's like a shliach umahanile, and he's having hanor shimon from Reuven v'as is forbidden. One more case says the Mishnah Vayitim. The Shimon had a house to build. The Gidra Lidor had a fence of collapse, needs to be built, can't afford it. So they leaked to the field to harvest. Couldn't afford it. Reuven goes to the workers. Each plane in Mudim and Shimon made a net, the stupid guy, he made a net, they won't have enough for me. They ain't in my ass, what should I do? That's all he says. They ain't noisy, but these workers go and they finish the house, the fence, and all that. They come and get paid from him. He doesn't have to pay them, but they understand that he will. And then you're allowed to, because he's not directly benefiting him. Case, last case. They were traveling. They don't have what to eat. Nice, and they were traveling, and Shimon has nothing to eat. So Reuven, what does he do? Nice and lach gives it to Levi. Shumaton of a gift, and then Allah Mutaba. Then Levi can give it to Shimon. So he's not benefiting directly from Reuven. What about any more machas? There's nobody else around. Meniach al asel al gedi, puts on a stone or on a fence. Ve'omer harei hein mufkarin lechol mishi yachbets. Whoever wants it can take it. The guy comes and takes it. Rabbi Yeh says even that's asr. Why Rabbi Yeh says asr? Because he holds that hefker is considered yours until somebody takes it. So it comes out that Shimon is taking directly from you. Let's just do the last down here. Well, so that's tomorrow's Gemara. Interesting. They have no direct benefit from Reuven. Elam mekabel matana from the receiver of the matana. Who noitel boichel place on the rock? The lab midi day mishani al mefkedi. You have him hefker. Rabbi Yosi Oysi Nigmar explains. So tomorrow we'll learn what Hefka is all about. Yeah, big problem.